Would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Welcome to the Warmest Podcast, episode 137 with Paul and Barry.
Hello, listeners. How are you doing?
Beers. Beers and beers.
Cheers.
So, even though these cans are little, only little Coca-Cola cans, they're imported. So, that means something to me. I don't know why.
Fair enough, then.
It probably doesn't taste any different.
Yeah.
So, I'm on, what am I on, like Heineken? That's Dutch, isn't it?
Yeah. I think so. I'm drinking beer Moretti, which is meant to be Italian.
Yeah, yeah. Where's it made? Come on.
Okay. It founded in 1859. Still brewed today with the original recipe. Of course it is. brewed by UK and Heineken. So this is made by Heineken too.
Yeah, but where?
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Yeah.
See, at least mine's made by Heineken, but in Amsterdam.
Oh, there you go.
there's a free spliff with every can.
Yeah.
So, Paul, our lives are diverging a little bit.
Yeah. So as we record today, the government announced the news that, well, is it a lockdown, Barry? Is it just, or is it just a restriction of the interesting things you can do?
So it's not a lockdown because he doesn't want to say such a thing.
Yeah, it's
Mm-hmm. In the same way, he's suddenly not talking about 70-year-olds staying in at the moment. But he will on Monday. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you shut down everywhere you'd want to go, is that a lockdown?
I don't know. Like, it's interesting because it's like you, they want you to exercise, but not with anybody.
Yeah.
So it's like, exercise away from everybody. So everybody go away from everybody, but you could exercise. Yeah, I'm just trying to make sense of it. Basically, so today we're not allowed, the government has told, so it means, I'm guessing that's an order, bars, theatres, to shut, like new pubs, to close down.
Yeah.
And also saying that, I don't know where it's going to get the money from, but also that it would pay 80% of people's wages.
Indefinitely.
Yeah, as long as this thing takes. And that's the other question is how long is it going to take? Like, as in, are we talking a year? Is it 3 months?
No.
Like, yeah.
No, it's not 3 months.
It's not 3 months. I'm just speaking out loud, for the audience. But it's like, there was talk of social exclusion for a year. So, I mean, and then it's down like, right, well, does that mean you can't see your family? What does this mean?
Yeah, well, that's what it does mean.
No, but like, so say my parents, who are above 70, does this mean we don't see them for a year?
Well, they're saying you can see them as long as it's in an open-air environment and you're more than 2 metres apart.
So... That's a way of, that's a version of seeing them, but it's like waving them through the window?
Yeah, or Skype them. Yeah, exactly. I just had a big row with my parents tonight because they were still, they were still doing stuff. Like my dad was going to the chip shop to get my daughter, my sister's dinner.
Right.
And my mum was talking about going shopping at night when it's quieter.
My parents said to do that.
I said, you can't do that. What's the point of us running the fucking economy off a cliff to save all these old bastards if they don't want to be saved?
But Barry, I was talking about this at work. Like, if the treatment is as bad as the cure, as the virus. So, like, if the treatment is as bad as the virus, is it worth doing it? If you're going to turn around and say, okay, grandparents, you can't see your grandkids for the next year because if you saw like your grandkids, they'd want to touch you. Like, what is that? Is that what people? I think most people would rather take their chances with the virus.
Well, that's because they haven't seen what it does.
But well, it's very, I mean, it's very weird times we're in. And in terms of like, I don't like, cause it's mother, it's Mother's Day on Sunday.
Correct.
So are we going to see like my mother? Like
the answer should be no. The answer should be no. Officially.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to see her in, go for a walk in the open air or something. But it's very difficult with kids.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Especially with you still being out and about in the world. And yeah. All the rest of us mole people being locked down.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Because the difference is, like, I was talking to the fella. I bought a takeaway curry tonight for the family. Right.
Yeah.
And I was talking to the people who in the curry shop, and there was, I was saying, look, you're still going to be fucking working. We're going to be like hibernating and you're going to be out here working.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there are going to be two types of people. There's going to be the workers and the fucking, the cave dwellers.
The cave dwellers. What would Jo be doing?
She's working from home. She's been doing that since Monday.
Oh, okay. So she's working from home indefinitely.
And the kids finished today, so they're at home indefinitely. So it would have been a brilliant time to crack on with stuff. But, yeah, but I've got, like, a fucking house full of responsibilities all the time now. So people think, oh, I'm going to get on, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do all this painting people are talking about. Fucking hell, I've got a shit ton of housework to do every day because Joe's still working.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. she's still got to keep the money coming in.
Yeah, being yeah.
A partner, self-employed, effectively.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so it's fucking weird days.
Uh-huh.
You talk about the, I really, it's on a serious note, I think a lot of this bluff and bluster, you know, because Boris is very, what does he call it, boostering, isn't he? He's very boosterish. He likes to keep everybody like jollied up and laughing, joking. Yep. He can't do serious for a fucking start.
Yeah.
So the problem is, it really is quite fucking grim, this thing.
Yeah.
Like, you look at places like Italy, and they're not treating people over 60. It's like, not at all.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a guy, because there's, like, four different stages of disease, four different, like, levels of, what do you call it, severity.
Yeah, yeah.
And in Italy, they're only treating young people in the kind of mild and moderate stages. And when you get too far, even if you're, like, 50, there's no oxygen.
Yeah.
So you're a 50-year-old. We are going to try and treat you, but we've got nothing to treat you with.
Yeah.
And if you're over 60, it's like, sorry, mate. Yeah, start praying. That's grim.
What you eat, but I mean, I don't know. Like, is it going to be a case that you'll definitely know people who are positive, but is it going to be a case that you don't know? Like, it's going to be rare to know someone who's positive and unwell with it, like, and in a hospital with it. Is that going to be rare, or is, like, you know?
I think. What's bizarre is how long people take to get better. Because if you look at how long, it's like 14, 21 days of intensive care to get better. If you're going to get better. So that's where the logjam is. It's not they're going in for 2-3 days and coming out. They're in there for fucking ages.
Yeah.
Which is where all the pressure is going to come for you guys, being a nurse. It's like a never-ending. That's why they're trying to spread it out, because they can't afford you to get 50,000 people in Essex in hospital.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. Barry, honestly, I don't know. I mean, okay, like this, you know, like it or lump it, these are the social measures that have been put into us, okay? Like, and they have the most impact. I mean, the only thing that would impact on us more is, I don't know, so like a meteorite smashing into the world or something, or a war on the scale, a war that involves us in a way that we haven't seen since World War II, which I don't think either is likely at all. One, because that's just never going to happen again. And the other one is, well, it's just statistically very unlikely too. So this is the most impactful thing that can happen to us, a disease that has no effective treatment that affects a lot, that affects a number of people. But I mean, so I get these measures, but I'm still on the side where I just don't think you'll know people who are badly, it'll be rare to know somebody who's badly unwell with it. You'll know it, yeah, like, and because we're not even really testing people, unless they are admitted in a hospital, the chances are you do know someone who's positive already with it.
No, for sure. Because to be admitted into hospital, you're in the severe or critical stage of the disease. Yeah, they're like only 10% of people are even in that stage of the disease. Because most people, it's mild or moderate.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hardly anybody we're testing. They said if you want to know how many people have got it, it's approximately 1,000 times the deaths or something they were saying.
Yeah.
So one death every 1,000.
There's been about 140 deaths in the UK. So 140,000 people have it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I can believe that as a planning figure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, and they said that if we do everything we can and we get out losing 20,000, that will be a win.
Hmm.
But if we don't do the things we do, it could be like 500,000 or more.
Well, no doubt. I mean, but like half a million would, well, I mean, that's a hell of a lot of people. But I mean, in terms of a numbers game, in terms of the population of the UK compared to those numbers, it's not. It's like it's a. It. I still. I don't know. That kind of number would overwhelm hospital capabilities, but it's still a minority of people.
I'll tell you what I find most difficult, and I'm actually a bit worried about saying it because it might end up on a video here that we release on YouTube. But if it wasn't, because it basically men are twice as likely as women of dying. Okay, so you imagine the demographic. Yeah. Well, they are demographic of people who are infected and at risk is old, rich-ish men and older, kind of wealthy women, right?
Right.
So your demographic is people who have wealth and potentially have power. And like Donald Trump is one of this fucking group for a start. Right. People like him. And the other two American, Bernie Sanders and the other fella, Biden, all of those. So if instead of being those people, it was like maybe black people on a different continent, we wouldn't be fucking driving trucks. We wouldn't be driving the economy off a cliff for those.
No, we wouldn't, no.
And far more people than this would have died in the last famine. Easily.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And what we're doing to our economy, we'll be paying back for 40 fucking years. Because the things we're doing are just insane.
But I mean, because that was the thing said today, was like, so the government would pay 80% of workers' wages.
Forever.
Like, that's a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah, but for workers not to work.
Yeah, exactly.
They just sit at home and get paid 80% of their wage.
Yeah.
Indefinitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good deal. Can I get paid 80% of my wage to do nothing?
Well, how are you going to get them? How are you going to get? Because they're saying, well, the bigger problem is they need people to do these jobs in retail now that suddenly everybody needed in retail. Yeah. Well, I'll just take 80% of my pay to sit at home, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, why would I go and work?
Well, I guess no. I guess not. and then you've got supermarkets trying to hire like 25,000 people. Like, as overall, it's like, quick, we need more staff, a lot more staff.
So, we're at the end of the day, but the government basically is just printing money. Just say we don't care. We're just going to print money. We're going to print whatever money we need. We print money.
Yeah.
And we're going to do it by selling bonds, and then we'll just buy our own bonds back, basically. So it's like you're inventing money.
Yeah. Okay.
But the long term outcome is that you risk ending up being like Zimbabwe, where money's meaningless.
Yeah.
If you got a loaf of bread today, it costs you £1. It might cost you fucking £5 tomorrow.
Or you have to use somebody else's currency. Like you have to use
the dollar.
Yeah, the dollar.
Yankee dollar. That's where all the money's going, to the Yankee dollar.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a weird time, man. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I should shut down my web shop. Just shut it down. Because if somebody bought something, should I really be shipping it?
Why not?
Because I shouldn't be going out to ship it.
You mean you shouldn't go to the post office?
Yeah.
But I'm going to the hospital.
You're different. That's what I'm saying. There are two parallel strands to society now. There are people like you, the hero class. And then there are the mole people.
the mole people. Yeah, but that's work, isn't it? That's money. That's a job to you.
Yeah. What's a job? Well, oh, the business.
Going to mail something is theoretically money. It's a paid service. So that's a job.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully I can get the Kickstarter done while I'm doing nothing else but looking after the kids. I'll get them packing.
Yeah. Yeah. How did your kids take coming off school?
Luckily, they weren't in any of those years that it really is very meaningful.
Yeah. They weren't a GCSE year or an A-level year.
Well, strangely, my son, who's 13, has done his he's doing his GCSE German 2 years early.
Right, okay.
Just because his school are nuts. So. Yeah, yeah. So he'll probably end up getting a predicted grade for that or whatever.
Right, okay.
But the real sad point is, like, people who are in year 11 or 13 who are finishing school.
Yeah.
And that was it today.
Yeah, they just got ripped out. Yeah.
That's it. Off you go. Next time, I mean, all people in year 6 of primary school, because they're going to secondary school now. That was then finished.
Yeah. That's Robin today. Yeah. That's my sister's eldest. Yeah, today. Yeah.
And the school was half empty at best.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Because as being, like, good citizens, I sent my kids to school, even though lots of people were dragging their kids out, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
You kind of do what you're told for as long as you can.
I suppose, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, like you were going to go and do your Saffron Walden thing until it became, like, official. And then.
Yeah, well, exactly, yeah.
I mean, well, how much? What is advice at the end of the day? It doesn't make any sense. If you want me not to do it,
yeah,
close them down and then we won't do it.
Well, that was my point to it. But also, and also, with regard, I mean, obviously, this is a podcast about Warmaster. So the event that me and Barry were going to go to tomorrow has stopped because it was, it had to today. You know,
it had to on Monday, actually. But.
Yeah, well, okay. But anyway, we held out there. But
you held out.
I held out there. But, and I was going to go. You know, like, but it's, It's the thing is okay. So, but if I thought clinically, there was in danger. Like, I go to work and I am, like, risking myself going to work every time I'm at work. Like, no, I'm just saying. It's a little tricky because we've got Hannah in on this podcast as well now. So it's like, right. Well, off I go to work, and I'm seeing people who might be infected but not showing symptoms, because that's what this disease can do. Yeah. So I'm exposing myself to everybody potentially.
Hello.
Yeah, like, yeah, hello, yeah, definitely. And it's like, right, okay, so what this event was, it was going to end up being, say even if it was like a half dozen people in a room, but there's more in my staff room eating food together, like, you know, three times a day. And it's like, so as like, the impact of it was almost negligible, because you'd assume that everybody who went to the event. Hannah, let me say my points. Like, assume that everyone who went to the event was healthy. Yeah. I mean, that's something I might say at the start of the event, was like, okay, are we all actually healthy here? Like, you know, like, before we get on with this, is like, are we all healthy? You know, like, so I brought some thermometers to check. But yeah, but there we go. And then with the change of the enforcement today of these things must shut, you know, government says they will, you know, they are ordered to shut. Well, ordered, like, they're told to shut. Well, okay. Well, that's an order then. Then it's beyond irresponsible now to do such a thing.
Right.
So interesting. Yeah, I messaged Jim, and then he rang me up, and we discussed it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The interesting thing again with the two different strands is now you effectively are just saying, at some point, I am going to get this anyway. There's nothing I can do about it.
There's a very good chance I probably already am.
But whatever. You are going to get it, right? So that's your job. Your role is to get it and carry on.
Yeah.
Whereas the role of us mole people is to not get it. So in a way, you have it easier because you know you're going to get it. There's no point worrying about it. It's coming. It might not be today. You just got to get it and then get on with it. Get well, get on with it. Get tested, get well. We've got to somehow not get it.
What until a vaccination is?
I don't know what the end game is, but now we've been told to not get it.
Yeah.
Originally, we were told let everybody get it. We'll get herd immunity. Crack on.
Yeah.
Save the old people. Now it's don't get it. Do everything in your power not to get it. It's turning everybody into fucking nutters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because how can you not get it? The fucking thing is like it's invisible.
Yeah. It's impossible, Barry. Like it can live on a surface for 3 days. Answering the door to the mailman.
Well, we don't do that now. You can't do that now.
Oh, what? We don't do that.
I did that today. The postman stood very far away and passed me the stuff.
Oh, okay. But
you don't sign for anything anymore. You don't a delivery of food. They just leave outside your door. There's no contact with anybody now.
Mm.
2 meters.
Okay. But we don't enforce that in a hospital.
2 meters it should be. You should be enforcing it now.
Yeah, but we don't in a hospital.
Well, no, unless you've got to treat them, obviously.
But we don't. Like, no one's spoken about that in the hospital. Like,
you're too busy. Too busy getting ill.
Too busy getting ill. But no, it's like there's no 2 meter exclusion going on. How do you examine someone?
Well, you can't, can you? That's what I'm saying. But in the rest of the world, where our job, our mission, is to not get ill, we've got to do fucking mad stuff all the time. Just mad stuff. How are you supposed to go shopping and not expose yourself? And then what do you do when you get home? I stay for 14 days. I don't fucking know. It's nuts.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm glad my kids are too young to know what's going on, really.
Oh, I think I was a nervous teenager. I think I'd have been fucking in bits trying to deal with this mentally.
But even the thought that there's almost no chance of you being unwell with it.
It's bizarre, isn't it? It's bizarre. Because it's all about slowing down the spread. So it doesn't matter that it's not going to hurt you. You're not doing it for you. That's why I had a row with my parents. We're not doing it for us. We're not hiding like moles for us. We're hiding for the oldsters.
Yeah. Who are then going out to the chippy to buy a dinner for the, you know, someone who's capable of going themselves.
Yeah. What the fuck are you doing?
Space. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, Barry, when this is all said and done, like, it's going to be a lot. Mental health is going to go through the roof.
Oh, I think it's already going through the roof. I was trying to predict because my degree's in economics and like I like to kind of socially watch people.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was trying to predict shortages before they happened.
Right.
And like I got ahead of most of them. So, like, toilet rolls I bought, like, I didn't buy a lot, but I bought enough for a big... Aldi sell like a 24 pack. I bought an extra 24 pack like 4 weeks ago.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
We don't go through that much. But anyway, I was trying to predict what was going to go out of stock next. And so some of it was really easy to see coming. And the latest one was whiskey. I was saying, because the demographic of people who are getting fucking isolated are old men and they drink shit tons of whiskey. That's their drink of choice. So I went into Morrison's. Like maybe Wednesday, and there was nothing left. Nothing. All gone.
All gone.
All of it. But luckily, I got a couple of bottles earlier, like last week.
Okay.
Because the other thing I picked up just randomly was like sanitary towels for women.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, and then they were all gone. Like a week later, they were all gone. I didn't even get them. I got like 2 packs. Not for me, obviously. it's almost like some crazy supermarket sweep where you've got to predict what's going to be gone next week.
Well, but the
cat litter.
Yeah, but the supply chains aren't affected. They're still going to be supplying stuff.
Well, like, yeah, they are. But right, so I've got a friend who works for Aldi Distribution.
Yeah.
And today's delivery pick that they send out on the trucks is bigger than anyone in the history of Aldi, bigger than any Christmas.
Yeah.
And that's just a single random Friday.
Just a random Friday.
In March. It's bigger than any day, including any Christmas.
Wow.
And if you see how much stuff people buy at Christmas, it's insane.
Yeah, wow. I mean, it's not showing humanity in its best light, is it?
No, it's pretty grim.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to go along on Sunday to the NHS special shop, like on Tesco's. Because, like, why not? Like, okay, I just want to see it. I'm going to take my ID card. I'll be like, yeah, I'll go buy some things. Yeah.
What time's that then? Because I know
Tesco's is 9 o'clock in the morning.
I think that's Monday, Wednesday, Friday for the oldsters.
Marks and Spencer's, Tesco's, they all have an opening hour for NHS staff and vulnerable.
Oh no, it's Tesco and their own staff.
Yeah, Tesco. Yeah, so I'll go wave my little card and I'll be like, go and just like, right, okay, let's go have a look.
Yourself, fella. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Like, as in, like, I'm just intrigued.
Just don't go buying 200 toilet rolls.
No, I probably won't buy much apart from something, a treat for Hannah or something. I just want to see it. Like, you know, and if the queues are ridiculous because there's that many people there, I'll just turn around. I'll be just like, oh, okay, that's what it is. Yeah, like, it's strange. Yeah.
No, you really have seen some appalling behaviour this week. Like, in shops.
Yeah.
Just lunacy.
I mean, it's just, you see it. Yeah, okay. I'm sure it's happening, but it's just, I say, like, we've had one of the quietest weeks at work. It's just straight. It's just like, nobody here. I went down to one patient in minors today.
So that is effectively how many sick people there are in the world, who actually need A&E. No,
for real. Yeah, for real.
For real. Yeah, there is no need.
Like, those are what our figures should be.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've got a splinter.
It's been dull. Like it's just like, oh, there's not much going on. There's, like, we've got excess staff. Yeah.
So have you not been building respirators?
Ventilators is what we'd need. We haven't been building them, but I would have liked I would have liked some teaching on one, you know, sadly.
That'd be useful.
Yeah. I mean, because I don't know how to use one. It's not in my job's remit at the moment. But if these things are going, like, that's going to be what I'm going to need to do in the future, I'd like some training on it. And this week would have been a perfect time to deliver it.
I'm sure they're all in use. I'm sure they've got none to train you on.
No, well, I know in my hospital's sense, my hospital case, they're not. But we have some in ED anyway. You know, in resus, we have ventilators. You know, so, like, you teach us how to use them. You know, don't just leave it to doctors or there's things we could have. I mean, yes, we're preparing, but it's easy to be critical. And I would say we could be prepared more. You know.
Yeah,
it's changing how we're working. Like, our visiting policy is dramatically changed from a visiting policy where we don't have restrictions to a visiting policy of one visitor.
Like, right. And
if other people turn up, they can't be in the building. Like, it's not like they can wait in a room somewhere. They can't physically be in the building. Yeah, they've got to wait outside in their cars or whatever. However, it doesn't matter. They can't be in here.
Jeez.
And the visiting hours on wards have gone down to 1 hour a day. Yeah, they're like, that's it, that hour. And I think, and then you're restricted to how many people it can be.
Mm-hmm. If you went back 3 months, it would be inconceivable where we are already.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Like, inconceivable, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows where we're going to be in 3 months' time? Who knows? I'm still supposed to be going on holiday, but only to Northumberland. But maybe you can't even do that.
Don't know.
Who knows?
Oh, everyone's gone to Cornwall with a caravan.
Yeah, and Cornwall can't handle it, and they're like, go away, you've got your disease.
Cornwall can't handle it.
Two shops and one hospital.
I do have something Warmaster related. Jim sent this. Did you see this summary of all the spells?
I did. He's got too much spare time. Come on, Jim.
I mean, it's cool. It's like, oh, excellent. You know, like, you know, it does categorize all the spells. Yeah.
Yeah.
a nice little product, something I'll take along to events that aren't happening at the moment.
I mean, I did actually find my high elf army. I did actually dig it out.
Yeah.
So I was going to take that for this event.
Okay, where were you hiding it?
I had some of it in a box, in a KR case, half case. Yeah. But I couldn't find the spares. I only had a 2,000 point list in the box.
Yeah.
So my new list was going to be 8 spearmen.
Yeah.
2 bowmen. 6 silver helms.
Okay. Yeah.
Why not? 2 reavers, 2 eagles, 2 bolt throwers, general hero on a dragon, and a mage.
Fair play. Yeah.
Rate was 11. That was quite. Yeah, if only he had a decent general, it'd be a good list.
Yeah. Fair enough.
What were you
going to take? As I said on the last podcast, I was going to take. So I was taking dwarves with all the tools I wanted, because you save the points on the general. It is a kick in the teeth, but it's not happening. But ultimately, yeah, the word is unprecedented, isn't it? That's what's going around at the moment at work. We're in unprecedented times. This is unprecedented.
Yeah. I mean, you're already thinking that I think the north of the border is the end of June.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's very little chance of that happening.
Yeah. I would think.
And we're already 3 months away.
What are we coming? Middle, end of March, March, yeah. April, May, June. Yeah.
And there's already, because they're already talking about minimum of 12 weeks, and then
that's
assuming they just let you straight back out.
Yeah, it's not phased release or something.
Yeah, it's just
a staggered release. I mean, do you think that we're going to go to you need like in France you need a chit to like a piece of you need a permit to leave the house.
Yeah, but you print your own permit,
right?
And just fill it in. You've just got to have the permit on you.
But so what's the point of it then?
Because they can fine you if you don't have it.
But you would have it on you. So there's no cap on how many times you can print the thing.
I don't know if you're allowed to print one. Maybe they're issued and you only get so many a month or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I'm just trying to understand. Like, I'm just trying to think like how these things would like go into effect.
Got to be out on your own with a permit that says why you're out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a legitimate reason, like shopping or emergency.
Right. But you could lie.
Yeah. So in Spain, in Spain, you're allowed out to walk your dog.
Yeah.
And they caught some like middle-aged fella walking a toy dog. So he wanted to be out. But he didn't have a dog, so he was just walking a dog, or like a
toy dog.
Dragging on a stick. But it's like,
I can kind of understand that, because it's like, well, he wants to get out of his house.
Well, maybe that's the next big thing. The next big thing is everybody wants to buy dogs now, because if I have a dog, I can
so they can get out.
Shares and dogs.
So pets are going to go, you can't buy a dog.
But then there's no dog food. Because you can't get dog food.
But they were being fed at some point. Like, they were not being fed. Yeah. How strange, yeah. Like, dog prices skyrocket.
Dog prices. So, I don't think we should record for too much later, because we're longer. We're not going much to say, really.
No, I mean, you know. I'd say like these things is like by the time it's like out on the web, it's like information might change again, isn't it? I mean, yeah, but this is a method. This is the method it's going to have to be, isn't it? And we can like record like army reviews and stuff and like et cetera. We got obviously there isn't any. Online gaming is probably going to rocket back up in again, because what else is people going to do? But physical like games aren't going to get played. You know, sadly. Because it's harsh, but it's like, as you say, it's not necessary.
It's just necessary.
Just like, what a horrible phrase, what a horrible thing. It's like, the sad thing is, it's like, what are you looking forward to in life at the moment now? Like, yeah. It's like 2020 is what a write-off.
I'm looking forward to waking up without a cough each day.
Well, you have a cough at the moment?
No, but I just want, when I wake up and I don't have a cough, that's a good day. As Mr. Mole Man.
Oh, right, okay.
That's my mission, to wake up without a cough.
Yeah, I mean, it's because the strange, sorry, just on the subject was, so I saw an email that was put out by work today, like a COVID-19 memo. And it was said, because people are like taking, not being forced, they can't like have their leave. They put restrictions, you can't have more than a week off, which is, I think, fair enough. Yeah, but people have been cancelling their leave. So they're working instead. Is they're going to allow people to take 10 days extra into next year? So you carry over 10 days of leave. Mm. You're like, right, okay. But then when are you going to get the chance to take it in the next year? Because if lots of people do that, it's like you won't be able to get all that leave. It's kind of like, well, when are you going to take it? So I've got a week's leave now. Like, because I was using it up at the end of the financial year.
Today, you're off.
Yeah, like so. I worked the shift today, and now I'm off for a week. And because every shift I've gone into, they've asked me to extend because of short staffingness and everything. I'm like, yeah, take me off that shift, take me that shift. Like, I've removed my night shifts already because I've worked extra daytime, and I'm like, yo, when the need is. At that moment, like you can, like, you know, they'll agree to it. Like, well, I'll stay if you take me off that night shift. Yep, cool, done. So I ain't got no night shifts, but I am actually, but I've also cleared the next shift I was going to go back for. So actually, I'm off for actually 10 days now. Yeah, like,
unless they call you in.
Well, that's the thing, is it's like, so, but it's like, but what are you going to do? There's nothing to do.
What are you going to do? You'll have to do some DIY for a change.
Oh gosh.
Well, yeah, but it's just it's childcare, isn't it? I suppose, but it's like, parenting. But it's parenting. Childcare. But it's like,
there's nowhere to take them.
What?
There's nowhere to take them.
But you can take them out.
Well, you can, as long as you stay away 2 meters from anybody else.
From anybody else, yeah.
So there's no play dates.
No, sadly not. But so yeah, it's like that's what's just horrible about this whole situation. It's just there isn't anything to look forward to.
Well, until we get some way of testing, which is still coming, apparently, there's 10-minute testing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you can just literally have a badge. Say, I fucking had it. Leave me alone. I can go where I want.
What? As in, I had the illness and now I'm better from it and
I can't
get it again?
Yeah, that's what they're assuming, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
I'm better.
The point of a test, yes, if it was a quick test, you could test staff. We talk about this today. You could test staff at the end of the shift to say, are you coming into work tomorrow? Test, yes, you're still clear. You can come into work tomorrow. That would be better. But, the problem is the tests at the moment take way too long. And the test is only as good as that moment. Like, if you got tested and then 3 days later you found out you're clear from that test, you might have gotten it in the meantime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you need a way of finding out, well, not instantly, nothing's instantly, but you need a way of finding out very quickly.
Well, you'd only test if you've been ill, I guess, or like at points, intervals, like monthly intervals for you healthcare workers. Or weekly intervals, I don't know. You couldn't test daily, could you, realistically?
I don't think so, because you probably wouldn't have enough testing kits for that. But it's just a weird environment. It reminds me a lot of doing my tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, where it's like, so you're going to work and there's little outside of work and you're getting yourself ready for the next shift, except this is, you're like, yeah, it's like, so now it's like, okay, so I'm off for now for 9 days. Will I be wishing I was at work by after 2 days? Like, because just to change the environment, like, what's it going to be like? You know, I don't know. It's like, and then if you went back and did more work, you're earning money to do what with? You can't, like, as in, there's nowhere to go. You can't spend it, you know?
I don't know. I don't know. will money be even used in a year's time? Will be it'll all be barter because everybody will be fucking money will be worthless.
I suppose, but I mean, it's like, but I'm, I say, like, I would say I'm one of the lucky ones. I get to go out and have a purpose. Like, I get to get in my car and go to work and, you know, like, see something different and then interact with people.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You get to be a hero.
Yeah, I get to be a hero. Yeah, I would rather be a hero than a mole.
A mole man, yeah. A mole person.
A mole person.
Super. Mole children.
Well, I mean, I feel for you there. Having three young kids is going to be...
not that young. One's
well, see, but having, but like at least, like, have they gotten? I say, like, have they gotten angry with you, or angry at the situation, or is it like, yeah, it's like
they've got their own phones. They're as wise to it as I am.
They're as wise to it as you. So you're just like, right, well, we're inside now until we're not until, yeah. It's just such a weird reality. Like, definitely.
It is. Well, anyway, okay, we're going to call it a day.
Yeah, cool. Cool, happy with that.
This is a Warmaster podcast, which had fuck all to do with Warmaster. Episode 137.
With not Paul. Our fault. The one, just, yeah, just call it COVID-19.
Part two.
Part two.
So Paul, with Paul and Hannah, who you haven't seen, but she's over there on the right, and Barry. So
see you later.
Take care, stay healthy, and see you soon.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to know more?